too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, January the 14th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. What you think? Get your reaction. Did you go to the parade? Did you go to the stadium celebration? What did you think? What do you think about the Tigers headed to the White House? Normally they do this in the summertime. They're doing it today. I don't know why. Somebody knows why they're doing this today. Your reaction to that? Your reaction to Virginia's 63-43 victory over Clemson on Saturday in Little John? Tigers fall to 10-6 overall, 0-3 in the conference. How about Clemson women's basketball beating Florida State? 57-45 in their back-to-back road wins against ranked teams. When was the last time that happened? A lot of juniors, information juniors headed to the NFL. Alabama has 7. We'll tell you who the 7 are. We can also tell you about the deadline today and who's still out there, who has not told us what they're doing yet. Matt Kuchar wins on the PGA Tour. What you think about that? College basketball from the weekend besides Clemson and Virginia. Duke gets a last-second three-pointer to beat Florida State. South Carolina goes 3-0 in the SEC. And Michigan 17-0 overall now. We can talk about the transfer windows and transfer portals that are out there. Tate Martell, Miami, West Virginia, and Louisville are among his. Kind of give you a little idea about Jalen Hurts as well. NFL playoffs, we saw all four home teams win. Patriots were dominant over the Chargers 41-28. Chiefs beat the Colts in snowy Kansas City 31-13. Now New England goes to Kansas City, and the Chiefs are a three-point favorite next Sunday, AFC Championship. Rams took care of the Cowboys 30-28. Saints beat the Eagles 20-14. Boy, what a devastating drop it was late for the Eagles, and Saints win that one. Now, they host the Rams next week, 3.5-point favorite to the Eagles. We have coaching news, including Steve Sarkisian headed to Alabama as their offensive coordinator, and Thomas Austin, as a graduate assistant now, his time is up. He leaves. He goes to Georgia State to be their offensive line coach. Recruiting news and notes, Clemson had a big 4, potentially 5-star visitor when they re-rank coming in. We'll tell you about how that visit went. The Australian Open is still going on, and maybe a potential upset as we currently speak. I also have two things. One, a look at the early enrollees at Clemson, and ESPN has their top football games for 2019 coming up, including Clemson and A&M number 4 overall, Georgia Notre Dame number 1 overall for games next year. We'll give you that list coming up. Besides that, your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, and the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the host of segment number 2, Mr. Or24 on the Twitter world again. Although I was informed this morning that it might not be for long. The host of hostess segment two, as I said, captain of the ship, of Capitan, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr. Yabo!
More Mickey, how we doing?
Blessed.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
Thanks to you, I didn't have to walk to work today.
Yeah, you could have been hoofing it.
You were kind enough to come and fetch me.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you.
Not a problem at all.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. How was your weekend? Did you enjoy and make the most out of the 2 days off?
I did. Trying to think now what all I did. I don't know what I did on Friday. No clue. Saturday, parade, stadium celebration, in-laws, cooked out in the rain.
Hey, were they out there the whole time with you?
No, I did it back and forth. Chicken
just
wings.
You cooking in the rain.
Yeah. And put together a crib. That's something you didn't do this weekend.
No, I did not put together a crib. I am not expecting a child.
Sunday, church, nap, NFL football, Sopranos, what else? A couple other movies. I'm just tired of the cold weather, man. I need to get out and walk the dog and have a good time and have some decent weather to get out there.
We've had very little cold weather this year.
It's been miserably cold.
Mm.
Oh, man. It's going to get nicer this week, though. That's good. It's been miserably rainy. How about that? Well, at least it's
been
rainy.
Oh, the rain has been a lot. It's been extensive.
All right. How about you?
Yeah, it was women's basketball, men's basketball this weekend.
What's up with our women's team here?
Yeah. How about the women's team this season?
Man.
It's been exciting to see Amanda Butler coming in.
She's done great.
And inject a little bit of energy into the program. It's probably a huge indictment on the previous previous regime, if you will. These are the same players.
Many, many, many regimes.
Same players that you had.
Yeah, they're playing great.
So,
so you had both of those last 2 days.
Yeah, that was the big news this weekend. And then, of course, the parade, which I'm sure we'll jump into and hear stories and recount all kinds of fun tales from that.
What's on tap for segment number two?
I kind of want to talk about that parade and kind of stuff that was talked about and spoken about and kind of run through that and the weekend and just see where it takes us.
All right.
I want to hear from people out there this morning. I want to hear from you on the text line and the phone lines and on Twitter and kind of get to your stories there. If you want to send us some pictures on the text line or the tweeter machine, that'd be great. We'd love to hear from you this morning early and often and kind of fuel this Reaction Monday.
You know, I saw the early enrollee guys were on the very last of those trolleys. What was calling those things?
Those flatbeds?
Yeah, getting pulled in. And they're wide-eyed like, man, what is this? And the other guy's like, yeah, this is our second national championship parade. Was interesting to see. Saw Putnam and those guys on the back of those big boys on the back of those things. That was nice. You know who looked to me the happiest of everybody in the entire parade? When I say it, you'll get it.
Who's that?
Brent Venables with his two daughters back there in that convertible, man. Mm-hmm. The guy just had this perma smile on. You know, as fans, we see Venables in the game mode of high intensity and get back coach and screaming and yelling and getting all into it. But to see him as a dad, I told you over at Clemson Elementary where my wife was teaching before that his two daughters were there and he comes down. It's easy to see, like, it's cool to see like him holding hands with little girls, you know, walking down the halls or they do this thing hips to lips where you're supposed to put your lip finger up against your lips so you're supposed to be quiet walking down the halls. You put your hand on your hip and walk like this and seeing him walk with his index finger over his mouth saying we got to be quiet down the hallway. It's interesting to see him be a dad too, which is really, he's just as intense as a dad, but it's like he has the most fun, man.
He looked very happy. you look at the opposite side of that was Tony Elliott when they were sitting there listening to everybody speak. Looked like he was about to freeze and it just
it was
lose
cold.
His life. He was,
it was
so
cold,
miserably
man.
Looking.
It was cold.
It was great.
I'll give you that. It was very cold. But and then some other guys got some big time TV, deals back there behind Dabo. As he was speaking. I like Dabo's speech. I thought it was fantastic. He continues to hit the home run, man.
At one point, I got nervous because Don was supposed to call the men's game.
Yeah.
Which we had a pregame scheduled to start at 11:30.
Right.
And at one point, Dabo starts going into a speech, and he turns around, turns his back to the crowd, and just starts talking to the team and staff. And I'm like, oh, boy, we're going to be here for another couple hours.
Yeah.
And this is not good.
I love it, though.
But it was great to hear him speak. Great to hear everybody else speak. Mitch Hyatt. We'll talk about this now. We'll do basketball in the second segment. Yeah. Mitch Hyatt's speech. Mm. Or speech, if you want to call it that.
Right.
He kind of grunts into the microphone. Picks up the football. Gets his teammates up there. Take a picture. That was funny. Cleveland Farrell was good as well.
Yeah.
I thought
Joseph's line was the best in line when he said, if things don't work in the NFL, I expect some job offers from you.
Yeah,
40,000 people out there.
40-something job offers in my inbox. Get in touch with Jeff Davis.
I thought that was the best.
That was funny.
Yeah. It's interesting to see the personalities, how comfortable Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell are, and how uncomfortable, say, Mitch Hyatt and Adam Choice or some of those guys were. You know what was interesting? I thought one of the quotes from Adam Choice when he said, my career didn't work out the way I wanted it to here. Remember, he was a starter before Wayne Gallman beat him out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my career didn't work out the way I wanted it to here, but yet I stand before you as a captain, which means a lot to him. You know that, and it talks about the culture at Clemson, that you don't have to be the superstar to be the captain.
It was a curious quote, and he finished it well.
No doubt.
And finished his time off as a Tiger well.
Wouldn't he be nervous speaking in front of 50,000?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But they don't seem nervous. They do a good job with it.
I mean, we speak in front of those kind of numbers without knowing it.
Right. I'm speaking to you when I do this show. Mm-hmm. If I start thinking about how many people are out there, I'd be all nervous. Have you seen our online numbers?
Yeah, we're doing well. Doing very well. And we appreciate everybody out there listening this morning and on the podcast afterwards. So thank you so much.
I told somebody Friday I'm going to be nervous doing that. Oh, I know what I did. I went to the Y over in Powdersville on Friday. I had a meeting over there.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Beautiful, boy. That place
and they
brought
up their presentation and stuff?
Yeah, we're gonna do some live reads for them, man. Those people are awesome, man. That place is phenomenal.
Who went with you?
Bill.
God, and Bill brought some numbers and showed them some numbers? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And you saw the numbers, and now we're going to have a nervous Monday.
Got nervous.
I got nervous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't help that. When are we going to talk NFL?
We can talk NFL whenever you want to. We can do it in the second segment. Moving second segment. It's really whatever you want to talk about.
Give me Clemson basketball now. We'll do NFL next segment. We'll open up phone lines after that.
All right. Third different topic in the second segment for the day.
I asked you this morning as you came and picked me up.
Yeah.
To work, but Meredith has car issues, and she has my car today.
Yeah, you should have been on there just wrenching on it and fixing it this weekend is what you should have done.
You mean mess it up more than it worse than it is?
Sure.
Right.
I liked your story about how you propositioned a mechanic saying, I'll pay you $200 a month. If it covers it, great. If it doesn't, you're screwed. If not, I'm screwed.
Back when I had my car right before this one, I started telling him, I was in there so often. I was like, it's an insurance policy. I pay $200 a month. Transmission means you're screwed. If I, on the oil change, that means I'm screwed. But he didn't take it. He did not take that deal there. All right. Clemson basketball. You told me this morning, because to be totally honest with you, too, we had company. I walked down to the parade and back and did the stadium celebration and back. So I missed the first half and caught some halftime stuff. And then I caught with their in-laws and all. I didn't see any of the game. But you said that post-game, Brad Burnell was surprisingly optimistic.
Yeah, you know what? The Duke and Syracuse games, in his post-game interactions, he was understandably curt and very, very short with his answers and responses, and he was annoyed by the effort and the lack of results from what they've been practicing and preaching and trying to accomplish on the court. I was expecting more of the same this weekend because it kind of followed the same outline of a game where Clemson kind of let it get away from him in the first half, came back before halftime to make it close, hung around for a second, and then they were kind of blown out of the water in the second half. And that happened for all three of those games. And for whatever reason, he was a little bit more optimistic about his team and what had happened. And I guess he was happy with the defensive performance because they held Virginia to their lowest total at halftime all season, and that's great. But at the end of the day, they lost by 20 points, and it was tough to watch in the second half.
6-point halftime lead, 27-21 for Virginia. In the end,
they got down to 2 points in the second half.
Yeah.
And then it just escalated and got away from them.
Well, in the end, you can't go 3 of 19 from three. I mean, you can talk about all the other points out there. You still got to get the biscuit in the basket.
Really, the ones that met, it was 1 of 17.
Right.
Because there was 2 3-pointers and essentially garbage time when the game was out of reach. And it wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, 3-19 sounds better than 1-17, but it's still not great.
Worse than that, though, from the field, 14 of 54, they shot 25% from the field. You can't have that. You got out-rebounded 46-36. You can't have Marcus Reed going 0-for-5 from 3, 3-of-14 from the field. Shelton Mitchell, 1-of-6, Clemson's backcourt, starting backcourt, combines to go 4-of-20 from the field. Amir Sims, 1-of-8 from the field with 2 points. And you had 5 bench points the entire game. We talk about the bench all the time now. There's just so many recurring themes of this team. They don't shoot it well. They have no depth. And, you know, maybe the defense was better. Of course, you're playing Virginia, which helps a little bit there.
Sure.
But this team is just offensively so challenged to having empty possession after empty possession. And you saw it again. And now they're 0-3. And now you return home. And now, you know.
You're 0-3. You're staring an 0-5 start in the mouth, essentially, with your next couple of games in the ACC. You're looking at 1-5 as a victory right now to start the conference play.
I feel like you can get one at Georgia Tech.
But you could also lose that one. Yeah. NC State's going to be tough.
Florida State's
going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm thinking 1-5 at this point.
I mean, that's unacceptable for a team that made the Sweet 16 last year, that was a top 25 preseason team coming into the season.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah. How was the crowd?
You know what? The crowd was decent. It wasn't great, but they didn't have a ton to cheer for, to be honest with you. The crowd itself, it was announced as a sellout. Everybody came over from the parade and the celebration in the stadium, and a bit of a late arriving crowd, but you know, they had a lot of people in the building. But yeah, at the end of the day, it just wasn't a lot to cheer for. They had, 21 points at halftime?
Yeah.
So
part of it is Virginia makes it hard to get into a game because of the way they play defense.
I mean, there's a point
they play off.
Where they're down like 15 in the first half, and somebody hits a contested 2-point shot, and I think they draw a foul, so it's like an and-one, and the crowd explodes, and they're down 15. Yeah. And it's just, they needed something to cheer for, and they didn't have it on Saturday.
We don't talk enough about it. You got to give the opponent credit, though. Virginia's just good. 15-0.
Virginia's good. We don't talk enough about it. We don't talk enough about the other side of things on campus right now. And we're not going to sit here and do a women's basketball show. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
But
we're not going to do a men's basketball show either, though.
No, because it's not. God, this is tough. It's not worth talking about right now. It's not worth.
Well, I don't want to be depressed.
It's just tough, and it's annoying to see that kind of results for 3 straight games. But women's basketball, just to finish on a high note, Amanda Butler's done a fantastic job so far. It's kind of unprecedented territory, at least from my time here. You can go back farther and look back on these things. You know, to go on the road for 2 straight games and be 2 straight ranked opponents in the ACC in conference play.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's a really good moment and a really good start, excuse me, for her career here at Clemson, and hats off to her for doing what she's done so far. It's gonna be a fun team to watch.
I'm gonna leave you with one thought on Clemson men's basketball right now.
Okay.
What's Virginia's identity in men's basketball?
West Virginia's identity?
What is Virginia's?
Virginia.
Yeah, UVA.
Is a defensive-minded team, and they're going to run the shot clock all the way down and contest every single point and every single possession.
What's Clemson's identity in men's basketball right now?
I don't know.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, get in touch with them, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. They are at 324-0650. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Currently, according to Granger Nissan of Anderson.com, currently 430 vehicles. Currently, of those 430 vehicles, 301 are brand new vehicles. I love the variety that you're going to get there, whether it's the Roadster, the Altima, the Frontier, the Kicks, the Maxima, the Murano, the Pathfinder, the Sentra, the Titan, the Versa. There's so many awesome looking vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Let them take care of you at Granger Nissan with the 2019s that look awesome. They're getting some great reviews right now among those that review cars and review trucks and SUVs. Shop by payment. You can get in touch with them and schedule test drives. Let them take care of you. New and used vehicles, two huge lots in Anderson. Granger Nissan, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. When we come back, NFL Talk, segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Lion-X of Anderson.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pinckney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Segment number two of our number one here on the Mickey Pollard Show. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who helped get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located in downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he will make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years, and he's ready to win your case today. Call Nick Lavery at 864-654-3680. Again, that's 864-654-3680. Segment number two of the Mickey Pilar Show, hosted by yours truly. We'd love to hear from you this morning on Twitter at Mr. Or 24 at Mickey Pilar, on the text line 986-1566, and then, of course, on our Northern Communications phone line, 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. Mickey, the NFL playoffs, the divisional round happened this weekend. Four different matchups that we can talk about. We'll start with last night's. Our last night's affair was Philly and New Orleans down there in Nolens. It's good to be back in the dome for Drew Brees and co. as they pull out the win 20-14 last night. Did you get a chance to watch any of this game?
I did.
And any initial thoughts from the New Orleans Eagles games last night?
About two or three thoughts. Number one, the first quarter looks like that the Saints didn't practice during their off week, because Philly came in and put it all over them. Early Brees pick, and then Foles moves the Eagles right down the field, and that was it.
Sure.
Secondly, the Gamecock fans are mad at you already because you've been twerping about Alshon Jeffrey costing the Eagles a game with a drop on or an interception there on third down.
We had a little bit of fun there at the end of the game, and obviously Alshon Jeffrey didn't cost his team the game. He cost them a chance to win the game.
But the way they're moving it,
no doubt about that.
To his credit,
by the way, he was playing with broken ribs last night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was playing with broken ribs last night. And to his credit, he stood there and talked to the media afterwards, answered all the questions, and ended up taking blame for that loss last night. So, you know, good for him for stepping up and taking ownership of the moment. It was a routine catch for a guy that claims to have the best hands in the NFL. You got to catch that one 100 times out of 100, and you can't be dropping that ball.
Totally agree
is right. Nick Foles looked good in the first half of that game. As you mentioned, the first quarter was kind of one they took off for New Orleans. They didn't really know what was going to happen there. They started with an early interception, Drew Brees with an underthrow, which if you watch the whole game, underthrew a couple of receivers last night. Were you following that, or is that just me?
No, I noticed it. It didn't look sharp. For that one, I thought that, you know, a couple of the picks were big plays, a couple of those, just those key third downs, you know, those were kind of big in there. And I got a theme for you. I want to go over this with the rest of the games here in a second, but Saints outrushed Philadelphia, 137-49. The Patriots outrushed the Chargers 155-19.
Yep.
The Rams outrushed the Cowboys 273-50, I think. And then the Chiefs outrushed the Colts 180-87. Not only did the team who ran the ball better all weekend win, but like conventionally huge margins between the way the four home teams, the four better teams, the four winning teams ran the football.
The four winning teams ran the football. There's no doubt about that. The Rams had a gigantic day on the ground with Gurley and co. You mentioned these four teams that won this past weekend. These are also the four highest scoring offenses
right.
in the NFL. They say defense wins championships.
And not anymore, man. Football's changed.
Is true to an extent. You got to play defense still, right?
Right.
You can't not play. But these boys play some spectacular offensive ball. And that was showing this weekend as they are the four chalk picks to move on. And they did just that this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But that was nice to see the Saints make the comeback, shut them out after the first two drives. The Eagles were shut out.
They were shut out. They came back from 14 down. That's the largest comeback in Saints playoff history. So, tip of the cap to him. Did you see the picture of the Lombardi Trophy in cash that he reeled in?
Yes.
He had all $250,000 in singles.
Yeah, but to make it look like it was more.
All in singles.
Yeah. But that was for the effect. you know, if you had $1,000 bills in there, whatever, it wouldn't look that much. All the ones are like, my God, that's a lot of money. It's like walking and running. If you run a mile, walk a mile, you run the same calories, but you know, you burn it faster.
Do you ever watch Parks and Rec?
I've seen it, but I'm not familiar.
There's
with
an episode where Andy is one of the characters in there. Andy and his wife April go to the bank and they're like checking off stuff from his bucket list, and one is to hold $5,000 in cash. And he gets it all in hundreds, and he's like, oh, this is really kind of disappointing. And then she, like, and counts it all in ones. He goes, have you ever seen this much money in your life? It's typical great. I thought of that, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Thankfully, that game was competitive last night, and there was something to it, and there's a pulse to the game, because the early afternoon one was not. New England put it all over the Chargers up in Foxborough yesterday. 41-28. Tom Brady only threw one touchdown, had 343 yards in the air, 34 of 44 on the day. Did not throw an interception, did not take a sack. Phillip Rivers, 25 of 51. Yikes. 331 in the air, 3 touchdowns and an interception. New England ran the ball for 155 on the ground. Sonny Michel had 3 touchdowns yesterday for 129 yards. Rex Burkhead had a touchdown on the ground yesterday. New England put it, again, all over the Chargers up there in Foxborough, and it was never particularly close. They jumped out 14-7 after one and then put up 21 unanswered in the second quarter to pretty much seal it at halftime, and it was all she wrote up there in New England.
I think they scored on 5 of their first 6 drives.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
And they were, besides the 35-yard drive, the rest of them were 87, 58, 67, and 83 yards. Sonny Michel, really big part of that. I thought their offensive line played awesome. I thought they really took advantage of the Chargers' defensive front and linebackers, the front 7. And Sonny Michel just looked like he did this time last year with the University of Georgia. He looked awesome to me. And then Brady. Look, Brady was sharp. Brady gets a lot of credit, and rightfully so. But I thought the game was one up front and one in the running game more than anything else. And the fact that he didn't make mistakes that Rivers made in this one was very efficient with it. But, boy, the offense looked good. And now they are – embracing this underdog role, this rare playoff underdog role that they have going to Kansas City.
Very rare playoff underdog role. They're 8-0 at home this year.
Yeah. How about James White with 15 receptions?
So I don't know why I decided to pick the Chargers for that game, because I'm an idiot and I know nothing. But it was a thorough beating from New England. Yes, James White, 15 receptions this weekend.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Gronkowski only had one reception. I think this is it. This is the last ride for old Rob Gronkowski. I just don't see it anymore. He doesn't have the legs under him like he used to. His shoulder's banged up. His elbow's banged up. It's not great for Rob Gronkowski right now.
Yeah.
The Saturday games, as we mentioned, the Rams ran all over Dallas 30-22. Dallas makes it respectable, but it was really the Rams game with how they controlled the ball on the ground. Todd Gurley had a bazillion yards and looked like the MVP candidate that he was last year. Did you get a chance to watch any of that game? Were you too wrapped up in parade festivities and the in-laws and all that stuff?
No. Watched it. It was on as we were cooking and eating, and C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley just ran roughshod. I thought Goff played okay. I thought Prescott played okay. I thought, you know, Zeke, they did a great job on Elliott of holding him down.
Mm-hmm.
But nice to see this running game, speaking of offensive lines, and this running game. But, boy, I mean, Gurley was a great story. But, man, C.J. Anderson, where'd that come from? Just pounding him. Again, 273 yards rushing.
C.J. Anderson, yeah, 23 carries, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zeke Elliott, the leader in the NFL in rushing yards this season, the rushing title leader, rushing title winner. 20 carries for 47 yards and a touchdown. Was not the Ezekiel Elliott that we thought or Dallas needed him to be. And it just didn't turn well for the Cowboys, who didn't get great play from Dak Prescott. 20 of 32 for 266 and a touchdown.
It was okay.
Didn't turn over the ball, so that's
right.
Good.
Right.
But and he only added 2 carries for 3 yards on the ground.
Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't run it.
It wasn't great. Great for the Dallas defense. And right. It was surprising because they've had phenomenal linebacker play this season from the Van Der Esch kid, from Jalen Smith, from Sean Lee when he's been healthy, and you would expect them to be able to stop the run, and that just wasn't the case.
How about the linebacker coach jumping him on the sidelines? You seen that?
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
And you know what? It was a good moment, and they didn't, you know, blow him off and tell him where to put him and where to go. They listened to their coach, so that was a nice teachable moment and one that I'm sure a lot of coaches are going to point to in the future.
My favorite game of the weekend, though, and even though it was a blowout, was Kansas City because of the weather.
Ah, you like a little snow football.
It looked like little sheets of ice out there, and they chopped up little sheets of ice over there or something, you know? That was great.
And it was only from, like, the 40 to the 40 for some reason.
Right. But that was one, and that game was over. Once it got 17-0, I mean, I thought 14-0 it was over. 17-0 it was really over, though.
If I told you Patrick Mahomes was not going to throw a touchdown and the Chiefs were still going to essentially blow out a team and win, would you believe me?
If you told me that I outrushed him by 100 yards, maybe, and that Damian Williams would have 129 in the game, maybe. The home field advantage, their defense played. You know, they're not known for their defense.
No.
But their defense looked great.
Their defense looked good, and their rushing attack obviously took a hit with their loss of their leading rusher earlier in the season with his domestic violence nonsense and this moron losing his career and hurting that woman. It was terrible. And they ran the ball well on Saturday. Damian Williams, Tyreek Hill, Darrell Williams, and Mahomes all had touchdowns on the ground.
And the you know, the tight end played great.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. But you know what? Sammy Watkins.
Sammy had 6 receptions for 62 yards on the weekend, so that was exciting to see. Mike Williams had a decent game for the Chargers as well, had 60-plus yards as well up there in Foxborough. He was a target for most of the game. He was the only one that was getting open because Belichick does the thing, right? He takes away your best receiver, and that was Keenan Allen for the Chargers this year. And they were going to make somebody else beat them, and unfortunately for the Chargers, that was not the case. So Mike Williams got a little love.
5 for 68 for Mike Williams. Keenan Allen just 2 for 75. With that said now, Chiefs are a 3-point favorite in Kansas City against New England, and the Saints are a 3.5-point favorite against the Rams in New Orleans in the Dome. Your thoughts on those two?
I think New Orleans probably...
Rematches, by the way, for both games, right?
Yes, I think so. Is it?
Yes. The Chiefs beat the...
The Chiefs lost to the Patriots.
Yes, lost to the Patriots.
In like week 6 or 8 or something
Up in Foxborough. Yep. 43-40. And in the New Orleans deal, that game was played... Let's see if Ron was saying this. They beat the Rams 45-35. In New Orleans. I watched that game. It was one of those Fox games, Fox games.
Yeah.
45-35 was that one. So two rematches going into this one. I think the home teams, we talked about it going in last week, A, they're the better teams. That's why they have a bye. But B, they had a bye, and C, they're at home.
Sure.
And as it proved out, really not all that close. The Saints and Rams, Saints and Eagles are close. Besides that, the other three games weren't really close games.
They were not close games, so thankfully the last game of the weekend was a close one, competitive and compelling to watch. Right. But hopefully championship weekend will be a little bit better, and we'll have some good games to watch and be excited about.
I enjoy segment number 2.
Oh, it was fantastic. Always love talking some NFL.
You know, I watch the NFL now. I mean, now's the time where I watch it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, college football's off, and you still got that football itch. You got to scratch a little bit. We only have 3 football games left for the year.
You're not including the Pro Bowl?
No, I'm not including the Pro Bowl.
Well,
3 left. 2 championship games in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's in Atlanta. Is that right?
Is it? I don't remember.
I think it's in Atlanta.
Are we going?
Nah.
Think we can get press passes?
No, we cannot get press passes.
What do you mean we can't get press
passes? If the Panthers were in it, we might could, or the Falcons were in it, we might could, but no, we can't get press passes.
Andy Murray heading to a decisive 5th set down the Australian right now. 6-4, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6 to force it. And we're tied 1 game apiece in the 5th set. Looking forward to that, watching that this morning.
Keep us up to date with it.
I will.
This weekend, a friend came up to me, and he goes, Mickey, what is this back to 30? What are you talking about?
Look at my face. Look how good I look.
I go, goodness gracious. Look at me. I do look great. He goes, just give me the rundown, man. Like, what do I need to do? I want to look better. He didn't say I want to look better, but he says, what is this place? I said, back to 30 rejuvenation centers. There's 4 in the upstate, and they're award-winning. They win the best in the upstate award with everything they do. But if you want to look great, if you want your skin to look great, if you want to hormone replacement type stuff, if you want your body to look great, they have all kinds of really different kinds of therapies to help you out, treatments to help you out. Millennials must have treatment. Hello Handsome Men's treatment. Let me give you an idea on the Hello Handsome Men's treatments. You know, you could do the Botox stuff. You can do this what they call clear and brilliant procedure. It's these laser energy to stimulate collagen. They do Cabela injections. They do Cool Sculpting. You know, if you want to get rid of that flabby abs, maybe your man boobs. They do this cool sculpting thing, a skin pin and skincare products out there that can certainly help you out. One of the things that I'm doing is getting these sunspots removed from my face now, which are great. And then the cleanser that I use, and now one of the most important things now is this sunscreen that I use. Just mainly, I don't know what your body looks like. I don't know what your face looks like, but I know they can help you. So why not get in touch with Back to 30 with a free consultation and see if guys see what, you know what, this maybe you can just look better. Very affordable. You're going to like that. You're going to look better, feel better, change your life. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years. Now who wouldn't want to feel 10 years younger? It's our great friends at Back to 30. Check them out online. Back to 30.com. Back to 30.com. Good folks. We've got an appointment in the month. Can't wait to go over there and see them. A break, Mr. Orr 24. We'll come back. Since it's a Reaction Monday, we'd love to hear from you via phone calls, text lines, and Twitter stuff. We'll tell you how when you come back right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15. He's at the 10 and the 5. Stays on his feet. Hit it for the end zone and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning their third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with four-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualified. Offer good through February 28th, 2019.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mr. Ward 24, I told you Friday I went by and spent some time with the folks over at the Powdersville YMCA and learned much more about Pickens and Easley and Powdersville and their programs. And I tell you, I was a member at the Y, you know, my 20s and 30s and worked out at the Y many, many times over in Greenville. I've never seen a YMCA like this before. This is like... It's almost, you're almost spoiled, man, with their gym and their beast mode area and their cardio area, their pool. Now they have a covered heated indoor pool and say indoor, it's a bubble pool there. They're in the summertime, seeing their outdoor pool and seeing all these kids and these, like what the, you know, child watch center that they have there, all their group wellness classes that they have, the ladies are going crazy and doing this great looking aerobics looking class. I got to tell you, and the people, how friendly it is. And just, you saw energy over there. You saw, I mean, it's still unbelievable bricks and mortar and unbelievable facilities, but you saw people doing great things there too. I was thoroughly impressed. I want you to do this. I want you to go and just do a Google search of Easley, Pickens, or Powdersville YMCA. If you live in the Powdersville area, this is a great deal. 625-2060. If you've not taken a tour of the Powdersville Y, check it out. This place is awesome, man. It was great. And great meeting the great people there as well. For a family, if you're Powdersville family right now, the Y is where you need to be. If you haven't been there yet, Powdersville Y again. Pickens, Easley, Powdersville, 625-2060. We had a great time over there. Check them out online. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's our Northland Communication phone line. You can reach us on our healthcare text line, 986-1566. And on Twitter, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. Let's get to on a Reaction Monday, Austin and Seneca. Good morning, Austin. Thanks for hanging on. Hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a phenomenal weekend. Same to y'all.
Fantastic. Couldn't have been any better.
Absolutely. I mean, Saturday, just seamlessly, the rain even held off until the end, you know, at least till the basketball game. And I have to say, that event, just as much as I love Clemson before, and just hearing those speeches from the players, and of course Dabo's speech was just incredible. It just, it just made me so happy to be a Tiger.
What was the highlights for you from what you saw on Saturday?
Really the way, during the parade, I was in the stadium, so I watched it on the live the board. And just watching the way that Dabo and his family and Brandon and his family, Christian Wilkins throwing out donuts in the middle of it. Hunter Renfro playing catch with kids that would just throw the football towards them. I mean, just absolutely. And it's like, you know, these people are going to be making millions of dollars in April when they get signing bonuses. And they are just down-to-earth, humble people that, you know, when they say our fans are our family, they mean it.
Yeah.
And it just I mean, I know there's a lot of programs out there, well, not a lot, but there are a few programs out there that have recently won national championships, and, you know, they have parades, but I don't see how anybody does it like Clemson.
It was great to see, you know, one of the things we talk about all the time now is Clemson family. And to hear those guys and to hear Dabo talk about it, that they obviously they put their blood, sweat, and tears in it. You get it. But just the family aspect of it, for what you and your family do, and what mine and mine do, and Zach and his family do, and the way they feel about the place, and besides the obvious sacrifices that every player and every coach makes, but they feel about it the way that our family feels about it. And it really makes you feel it draws you closer to those guys, to those coaches, and to this program.
I agree, and more to that point, I've met Dabo a couple times just out in public, and met Brent once at the Seneca Movie Theater, which was, I didn't expect him to be there, but, and like, they, you know, and you don't want to take away from their time with their families and such, but, and they will literally sit there and talk to you for a few minutes, you know, and you're just, Nick Saban doesn't barely talk to reporters that long, you know, and it just makes me feel that family aspect so much more.
Yeah.
But also, I wanted to say, first off, compliment the women's basketball team for an incredible first time ever back-to-back road wins over ranked teams. Amanda Butler has got that team just working their butts off and really getting wins and getting results. And not only beating Florida State, but destroying them.
Yeah.
But also I want to compliment your coworkers, Squawk and Kelly, man. They make those games more entertaining by the way they call them. I didn't really care about, I mean, I cared about, you know, the results of the women's basketball games, of course, because I'm a Tiger through and through. But, like, listening to the women's basketball games, I specifically listen now to Qualk and Kelly because they make it so much more entertaining.
I wish Qualk would get more excited about it, though, to be honest with you. I don't know why Qualk doesn't get excited about it.
Oh, man, it is awesome. But anyways, thanks for taking my call, and I'll let you get off the air for that.
Thanks, Sauce. Have a great Monday morning. Hope everything's well with you. Have a great Monday morning. Joe in D.C., if weather holds up, the Clemson Tigers are coming to your hometown this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I hope they make it there. I wish them the best of luck.
How bad is the weather there now? How bad's the snow now and all that?
It's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. Yeah. I hope they get in there. I don't, you know, I can't say they're gonna be able to land because it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The forecast has actually got the weather prediction wrong, so it's a lot worse than what they predicted. So I wish them the best. Hope they don't get stuck.
Well, you know, maybe missing some classes for a few days, getting stuck in the nation's capital. That wouldn't be a bad place to get stuck. I've never been to D.C. in the snow. As beautiful it is with the cherry trees and those blossoming, as beautiful as all the memorials are, man, I imagine it's a beautiful place with the snow. But, yeah, let's safety first. It'll be interesting. They're supposed to have the 6:30 White House visit, weather being the big factor there. We'll keep an eye on it if we can here. But how was your weekend, buddy? Hope everything went well.
It was fine, man. I ended up watching the game about three times. I replayed the back. And it was. I want to say two things, and I take your comments off of air. I was telling one of my buddies that Clemson really should have a four-peat, and he looked at me like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, the first year we lost to Bama, we lost on an onside kick because they couldn't stop us. I said we got that one. That'd have been the first one. Then if Deshaun Watson wouldn't have left and would have stayed, that would have been our third one, and this would have been the fourth one." I say, just think about it. If those two things change, Alabama is 0-4 in national championship games.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
I say, but just think about it. Last year in the semifinal, Bama beat us 24-6, and they couldn't score no more than 24 points. They couldn't score no more, and they was trying to run the score up. But Christian Wilkins and them guys would not give up. That's why the score wasn't as bad as it really could have been. because we couldn't even score any points. And just think that those guys came back and put a beat down on Bama. I watched it four times. I may watch it again. I tried to call the Alabama radio station, Crimson Tide. It's been down since last week.
Can't
every
get through.
Time I call, yeah. I can't get through. There's something wrong with the line. I haven't heard from any Alabama fans at all. Well, none of them called me back. But everybody knows it was a beatdown. And we should get used to more parades. We should get used to them.
Well,
we're going to have a chance at a parade every year.
It's going to be a lot of fun here, specifically Trevor Lawrence and maybe DJ and the guys after that. It's going to be I like it. I'm looking forward to it. Joe, man, hey, hope the boys make it up safe and back there today. If not, we'll reschedule that thing. But, man, I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad you had a good weekend. And keep up with the tally how many times you watch the game, all right?
I will, Mick. Take it easy,
all right,
buddy.
Take care, Joe. What are you up to now, Zach, as far as how many times you watched the game?
How many times I've watched the game? Yeah. Just the ones there.
I'm on number.
I'm not a big
three or four.
Go back and watch the game.
Oh,
guy.
I am, buddy. I got to tell
you, like remembering it for what it was.
Hey, I spent time with the folks at Engineers Sleep the other day. We had a great time of learning more about what they do and how they do it. I want to talk to you about ordering it online. They have streamlined this process for you now to learn how to buy a mattress. They can teach you how to do that and online, because you know you don't. They'd love for you to come in. That's the ultimate way to do it. But even if you're where you can't get there now, talk to them. They've streamlined this and they can talk to you about the firmness of your mattress. Do that. Very affordable. It's Engineer Sleep off of Congaree Road. Check them out, engineersleep.com. Hour two after this.